Today on Locked On A's, the A's asking price was what from the Cardinals? Oh, let's get into it.
You are Locked On A's, your daily Oakland A's podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On A's, stepping to the mic, it's your host, Jason Burke.
How's it going, A's fans? And welcome to episode 503 of the Locked On A's podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, noted baseball fan, Jason Burke. And on today's show, we know what the A's were asking for, and holy crap, it's a haul, you guys. Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch did some great reporting, and I'd be very happy with the trade package the A's were after. They didn't get it, and they're not going to from the Cardinals, but if that's the asking price, Sean Murphy might be on the A's in 2023, you guys. Just saying. But before we get into anything, we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about what, that means for what other teams could be maybe going after or, you know, offering and seeing how that could work. And then I got some thoughts about the MLB draft, because I was doing some digging, and I found something interesting that I want to share with you guys. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later as well. But before we get into anything, thank you so much for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms. One of those platforms is YouTube. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we're doing well. We're approaching 600 already. So get us to 600 and 1,000 and then 10,000 and to the moon. Yeah, subscribe. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. If you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube and then subscribe. Make sure to leave us a thumbs up and a comment. Do those things. It helps the algorithm. It helps other people like you find us. So if you like the show, it helps grow the show as well. Make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm by Jason B on Twitter. And if you know about the site by now, but the site that I got, it's Inside the A's. It's in affiliation with Sports Illustrated. And there's some good stuff over there. So go check out Inside the A's. There's A's news and analysis there for you every single day. Because here's the reason that I like, we'll talk about the Sean Murphy stuff. But the reason that I like Inside the A's and what I do is A's fans don't have enough content. And I'm not trying to just spam and be like, oh, let's put together some random things. I'm like, nah, like, I've been putting together Sean Murphy trade packages for a while. I've been writing them over there as well. It feels like the things that are important to A's fans, like us, me being an A's fan, aren't written about very often, and I want to try and fill that void. So I'm doing that over at Inside the A's, and so check it out if you like A's content. And then also make sure to follow Inside the A's on Twitter and on Facebook so you never miss an article over there. But that's all the plugs. Let's get into the stuff that Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported last night in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Because great stuff. This is very interesting, I thought. Because usually you don't get to hear, until like years later, what a team was after. We got to hear is like the same day the Cardinals pivoted. They're like, well, this is what they wanted. And we said no. So this is why we got Wilson Contreras now for 5 years and like 85 or whatever it is. So you understand why they did it. Because they're trying to compete and whatnot. But I think that there's a team out there that might be able to do this package. We'll see. I got some thoughts on who it could be coming up in the next segment, but let's talk about the package that the A's were after from St. Louis. First up, they wanted Lars Nootbaar, which, great name, excellent name. We've talked about him in the past. His Baseball Savant page is fully red, and you love to see that. I believe he grabbed the right field job a little bit later in the season in 2022. His expected stats are basically what his stats were, but there's a lot of room. There's a lot of potential in his like hard hit rates and his whiff percentages and all that stuff. He has the profile that you want your batters to have, and he could legitimately just absolutely go bonkers in 2023. And the A's wanted to get him before that happened, so that was one piece that the A's were asking for off of the Cardinals' major league roster. The other piece is the third place finisher in the NL Rookie of the Year voting, and that is Brendan Donovan. He's also a Gold Glove winner, so yeah, third place in Rookie of the Year, and also a Gold Glover at second base, who had a 126 OPS plus, 26% above league average in his rookie season. Obviously, he's probably going to have a little bit of a... usually the sophomore slump, that's a real thing. That happens in a guy's second year, and you could expect maybe he's a league average bat in his second year, but holy crap, what a debut for Brendan Donovan there. Also, Lars Nootbaar also had a 126 OPS plus, so the A's were going like real big for improvements in right field and at second base, and those would have been two pretty good pieces right there. You could almost say that that's an even trade right there. Sean Murphy for those two guys that are already on the major league roster. Also, Lars Nootbaar would be a free agent after the 2027 season, and Brendan Donovan would be a free agent after the 2028 season. I believe that they hit arbitration at the same time. That might be incorrect, but because Brendan Donovan was top three in the NL Rookie of the Year, maybe because he didn't finish top two, it doesn't actually matter. But there's wonky stuff there that I got to look up. But yeah, they'd be around for a while. Until the A's traded him. Wow, that joke is the same one every single time the A's make a trade. But people still think that it's funny. I've heard it. I'm desensitized towards it. Get something more clever, guys. Anyways, the third piece of the trade would be Gordon Graceffo. I believe I'm saying that right. It's Graceffo. He is St. Louis's number one pitching prospect. He was in Double A. He had like a 4 ERA. He can run it up to 99. Sits 93 to 97 with the heater. He had a good. He's also like 22. He's very young. So. That was the package. Two starters in Major League Baseball that have years of control left, like 5 years at least of control left, and then also the number one pitching prospect in the Cardinal system, Gordon Graceffo. That is one heck of an ask. And according to baseball trade values, the A's would be getting 85.7 points of value, whatever that means, compared to the 51.3 that they'd be giving away in trading away Sean Murphy. So obviously, according to the thing that is used as like a measuring tool, obviously it's a big ask, but this also shows that they're asking for roughly double the price, potentially, depending on who you're asking, for Sean Murphy. And a lot of fans were like, nobody's gonna pay that. Somebody might. We'll see. With the Cardinals pivoting so quickly to, maybe not so quickly, but, you know, right now, to Wilson Contreras taking one of the best backup options for teams off of the table, maybe a team is willing to now meet that price. If they, like a team like the Guardians, it's right now, all eyes are on them. Locked On Guardians host Jeff Ellis does not think that the Guardians are going to budge from their offer or what they have already proposed. They usually set their boundaries pretty good and then wait for a team to come to them. So I don't know that the same, you know, that just waiting out the Guardians is going to do it, but they need an upgrade at catcher, potentially, or they could just hope for a bounce back because it's hard to be worse than they were at the dish in 2022. Again, 55 WRC plus from catchers in 2022. That's not good. That's arguably really bad. And Sean Murphy was 67% better than the catchers that the Guardians had, and while also providing the same level of defense that they were accustomed to. So that's something to keep in mind, I would say. The Guardians are now the team that you got to be hoping comes to the table and gives you the package that you're looking for, because they got the prospects to do it, and they have the guys that the A's are kind of going after in these packages, like George Valera. He would definitely be one of those guys. Maybe you could get one of their outfielders. I forget the guy's name off the top of my head, but there's a double N in there, I believe. I want to say Brennan. That might be his last name, too. He played in the majors a little bit. Good contact rate. Seemed like a guy that the A's would be after. Maybe he could be another outfielder that's more at the major league level. And then the package that we talked about before had Richeel in there as well. Brian Richeel. He's a shortstop who could also move to second base. He'd be fine. He hasn't played in the major leagues yet, but Should be okay. Something like that. The A's could make a package deal with the Cleveland Guardians and make it work very, very well. As I've said before on the show, the A's seem to be following the Cleveland Guardians model right now, which is contact bats, guys that do not strike out as much. Sometimes they have a little bit of pop, sometimes they don't, but they also, their main thing is they don't strike out. And the A's are going after guys like that in basically every acquisition that they've made over the last like 3 months. I believe that Jace Peterson is the only person who they haven't actually officially signed yet that had a strikeout rate like over 20%. So just something to keep an eye on. And so if you're going for a team that can provide you with players that you're looking for, it's the Cleveland Guardians, since you're copying their model. So you have to think that they've got some guys that the A's would be interested in, at the very least. So it's going to be those two teams hammering it out. And if it's not the Guardians, and Jeff Ellis doesn't know that it's going to be the Guardians at this point, maybe they pivot to like a Christian Vasquez or something like that, then we see what happens. Maybe Sean Murphy does end up on the A's in 2023, and then we figure some stuff out. But I got some ideas on some other players besides the Guardians, potentially, that could be... they could thrust themselves into the discussion. We're going to talk about those here in just a second. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. We've got it all for you at BetOnline.net. We talk about the World Cup all the time on these ad reads now, and I want to say, let's get some AEW odds on there. I want to know who's going to win, MJF or Ricky Starks. I did not see the end of the first segment on last night's program, so I don't actually know what's going on there, but I know that Ricky Starks is going to be challenging for the Dynamite Diamond Ring, and that's exciting. Let's get some of these odds on there, BetOnline, because that's what I want to know. Also, there's football, and everybody loves football, so go check out BetOnline for football, and maybe even one day AEW. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They're the fastest and easiest way for you to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more, because BetOnline, that's where the game starts, my friends. Welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe wherever you like to hear podcasts, especially if you like to hear podcasts on YouTube or just, whatever this is. This is a podcast, but it's entertainment. So go follow the YouTube channel and find out what the hell I'm up to, because it's wild. The YouTube channel is doing very, very well. So if you're already on, like and subscribe and leave us a comment below. It's very helpful. I had a lot of people after yesterday's show say, wow, you're so handsome and I love this show. That was everybody's comment verbatim. There was like 10 of you. So thank you for the handsome and content stuff. That's what everybody said, you guys. But anyways, also make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm by Jason B on Twitter. Check out Inside the A's. It's the site that I'm running in affiliation with Sports Illustrated. And so you never miss an article, go follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at just Inside the A's. Easy. Boom. Done. But let's talk about some teams that I think could emerge besides the Guardians, who I believe are now the clear front runners, or not even front runners, but the team that the A's would match up the best with in a trade for Sean Murphy. Who are some other teams that have been mentioned, and which one of those teams kind of makes the most sense as a potential landing spot? Let's get into it, you guys. I've talked about some of these trades already. I haven't put together some trades for these other teams because they were new, and I was like, oh, he's going to get traded. So, also, running countdown. It's been 4 days since Sean Murphy was close to being traded to the Braves. Hasn't been traded to anybody yet. So, cool. Anyways, maybe that'll be my running thing, especially if he is on the roster in 2023. I'm just going to have a running... it's day 322 of Sean Murphy not getting traded since he was so close to getting traded 322 days ago. Running joke. Anyways, so the Red Sox, they were mentioned as a suitor a week and a half ago, maybe a week ago. I don't know that they're going to be a fit for the services of one Sean Murphy, because I don't know where they are in their competitive cycle. They just lost Xander Bogaerts, who signed a bonkers deal. Good for him. 11 years with the San Diego Padres. He's going to be there until he's 41. Good for Xander. That's it. Alexander Bogaerts is kind of what I want to call him now. Because I just realized I just heard that Xander is short for Alexander, and I was like, oh, crap, I did not know that. The Red Sox, I don't know where they are in their competitive cycle. They just lost Bogaerts. JD Martinez is on the market, and that's two big pieces of their offense. And I don't know that trading guys that the A's would want, Tristan Casas or Brian Bello, I don't know that they want to move them with all of their years of control, because they're not necessarily a Sean Murphy away from winning a World Series. There might be a Sean Murphy away from maybe getting like 75 wins or, you know, 80, like being a 500 team. They're not like close yet. They still have a gaping hole in shortstop that they need to fill. So good luck, Red Sox. Probably not getting Sean Murphy. It just doesn't make sense to me, I don't think. The Rays, the package that I put together was very first base focused, and the A's took a first baseman in the Rule 5 draft. I don't know that they're going to be trading for a first baseman, so the White Sox might also be out of that realm, unless the A's want to trade for Eloy Jimenez. I'd be intrigued if he was one of the pieces of this deal, honestly. The White Sox don't have a lot of prospects that I'm like, oh yeah, that guy. But maybe like Eloy Jimenez and Oscar Colas, which nobody in the White Sox camp would agree to, but that's kind of what it would take for the A's, because they want, you know, major league ready talents, and those are two outfielders that are pretty good. And then also, let's take Yoelki Cespedes, too. Let's just create an entire outfield out of this trade, you guys. I want a Cespedes on this team in 2023. La Potencia, 2023. But the Guardians, they're the team to keep an eye out on, for sure. The Diamondbacks, they have outfielders, and that is what I have said that the A's seem to be going after right now with their "we want major leaguers" statement. They want somebody to play the outfield for them. Right field seems to be a spot that they're looking at. I know that Ramon Laureano was over there a little bit in 2022. Maybe he moves back to center field and they're like, ah, screw it. Or maybe they're planning on trading him. But I think it was Martin Gallego said that, you know, right field was a place that nobody really settled in 2022. And maybe he forgot that Ramon Laureano is still on the team. Or maybe he knows that, Seth Brown's not going to be playing center and Christian Bache is not going to be playing center. And Ramon Laureano is, I'm not sure, but I thought that was interesting. So the Diamondbacks, they have guys like Jake McCarthy, or they're not going to move Corbin Carroll because he's very, very pricey, and by himself would be roughly the asking price of what they got from the Cardinals, what they were asking the Cardinals for. So by himself, I don't think that they're going to do the straight up one for one on that one. But hey, maybe if Dave Stewart was still the GM of the Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll would be coming to Oakland right now. And then they got Alec Thomas as well, who is a couple years younger than Jake McCarthy. They're roughly equal talents, I believe, but Alec Thomas is younger. He also spells his name with a K. Alec, I love that. So I want him instead. That's my entire rationale. I could see the Diamondbacks emerging as a team in this. The Cubs are the team that I would say keep an eye on right now. They just lost Wilson Contreras. I know that they got, you know, some other guys and whatnot, but I think they might have the makings of a package. I don't know if it would be to the A's liking as much, but they got the makings of a package. For me, and it depends on if they want to trade one guy, but for me, the centerpiece would be Brennan Davis, because he is number 46 prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. He's solid. He's solid, I tell you. And he can play. He can roam the outfield. He's good over there. But the centerpiece of this deal, and this one is a little bit tricky, I think, because do the Cubs want to move him? One, and two, do the A's want somebody who has the same amount of team control left as Sean Murphy? I don't know. But it'd be somebody that the A's would want. That's Nico Hoerner, who has been the Cubs shortstop here for a couple of seasons. He's been good. He's been a solid bat. He played his first full major league season in 2022. He was good. He had a good year. I'm not going to give you stats. He was good. I'll stay with that. He's also entering arbitration this coming season, so there's that. But the main thing with him is he struck out 11% of the time, and that is exactly the kind of guy that the A's want. They could also just move him to shortstop or to second base. He'd be fine. Him and Nick Allen would just have so much fun up the middle. You got to think, and I think that would be an excellent fit for this trade package, and those two guys together would be roughly the equivalent value on baseball trade values, which is a tool, not gospel, it's a tool, but those two guys by themselves would be roughly equal value to Sean Murphy. But I mean, if the A's were asking the Cardinals for their number one prospect and two starters, you got to think that there's going to be a third piece in this deal, and it could be anybody. Honestly, take your pick on top prospect or whoever you want, and that guy. I wrote in Cade Horton? Question mark. He's their number four prospect. He's a righty. He's a little bit lower in the minors, but Cade Horton. And then the A's get a blockbuster plus value on that one. But those would be the two big leaguers that the A's could go after potentially. There's also Pete Carroll-Armstrong if they want to get him instead of Brennan Davis. I like Brennan Davis because I know his name and he's good. He also had back surgery, so there's that. But he's good and I know him. So Brennan Davis. He also struggled a little bit in 2022. He had like 190. So in limited time, he also had back surgery. So grain of salt on that one. Then there's the Astros. I don't think that they have the farm system or the pieces that the A's are looking for, like an outfielder. I think they got like four guys in their 40-man roster that are outfielders. I don't think that they're trading Kyle Tucker, who's the good one. Then there's like Chaz McCormick. He's not going to be the centerpiece of this deal. And then whoever their latest other guy is, he's there too. Siri got traded. They've traded so many center fielders. Miles Straw, he got traded. Whoever the current one is, he's there too. I don't want him either. But Chaz McCormick's not going to be the centerpiece of the deal. So moving, Hunter Brown, but he's a pitcher. And the A's need pitching, sure. But I think that they want an outfielder in this trade. So Astros are out. And then there's the Giants. The Giants, they got Joey Bart already. And stick with him. And stay off of Sean Murphy. Get out of here with is sneaking your way into the Sean Murphy discussions. Giants, go sign somebody. Oh, also, the Giants did not sign Aaron Judge. And I'm sure this has been done already, but the Giants have missed out on so many free agents of late that they have been like the favorites to land, like Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper. And I could only think of those two. I couldn't think of any more. But I wanted to come up with at least two more that they were like the team, and then they missed out on them. And then I wanted to make I'm going to show my age here. I wanted to make an album cover for the band They Might Be Giants, and then just put those faces on it, like Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge, and the other two guys, and put that on a They Might Be Giants album cover. And I thought that would be funny and get lots of RTs or retweets, as the kids say. Anyways, coming up, we're going to talk about some kids that the A's might, not might draft. We're not going to talk about specific players, but the draft strategy for 2023, because I came across some stuff and I want you guys to know, because it's interesting to me. So we're going to get into that here in just a second. Welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show and you've made it this far, please leave us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. And if you're on YouTube and you have not subscribed and you have made it this far, subscribe. Do it now. Leave us a comment too. Help the algorithm. Make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at @ByJasonB on Twitter. Make sure to check out Inside the A's for all of your latest news and insight and analysis regarding the A's. We're also at Inside the A's on Twitter and on Facebook, so you never miss an article over there. But let's talk about the 2023 MLB draft that the A's have been pushed down an elevator shaft, and now they're drafting sixth because the draft lottery is fixed. It's rigged. There is a cold envelope. The A's should be getting Patrick Ewing. Ah! That's probably what people wanted me to do after the draft lottery on yesterday's episode. I was like, yeah, it was expected. It's fine. They'll get somebody fine. It's good. Just don't draft Kyler Murray. And after I recorded that, reporters talked to David Forrest, and he was like, yeah, I think that our thing is to not draft Kyler Murray again, or to draft quarterbacks. And so, yeah, I'm telling you, the A's listen to this show, and they're taking advice from this guy. Don't draft quarterbacks. They needed me. I got you. I got you, A's fans. No more quarterbacks for me. I did say that was my thing, is draft somebody. If they flame out, sure, but make sure that you get somebody with the pick. That's all I'm asking. I'm much rather have Austin Beck than Kyler Murray, because Austin Beck could be something still, maybe. Kyler Murray is in the NFL, and people are talking about if he plays Call of Duty too much. So there's that. Are they still talking about that? That was a big preseason thing before he signed his deal. I don't know if that's still an issue. I don't watch football. Anyway, but people like it, so go to Bet Online. Let's talk about the MLB draft real quick. With the draft lottery coming up, I did some research. I wrote about this on Inside the A's as well. I basically gave 10 bats in the piece that came out right after the draft lottery happened. 10 bats that the A's could go after, and I think that the A's are probably going for a bat because the A's generally go for bats in the first round of late. I believe that AJ Puck was the last pitcher that they took, and that was in 2016. And then in 2011, that was the other last pitcher they took, and that was Sonny Gray a lot later. So, I mean, granted, we're looking at a high draft pick, so you kind of take the best player available that's within your signing range, that, or, you know, plan out your draft however you want. But they're probably going with bat, because that's what the A's seem to do of late, and then they trade for guys that they, you know, can get some stats on, some analytics on, once they're in front of the big league stuff, the big league cameras, the minor league cameras. Once they can get some of that stuff, some data on these guys, then they go and make those trades for the guys that they do want. They've also wound up with some high draft picks through trade. They've gotten some guys through trade, like Ryan Cusack. I think he was like a second rounder. He's now with the A's because the A's traded somebody for him. Was that Matt Olson? I think that was Matt Olson. Anyways, so in writing that piece, I found out, I was just going through, and two guys that the A's have drafted as pitchers are on the 40-man roster. That 40-man roster is roughly half, 20 of those guys are pitchers. Two of them were drafted by the A's. If you look at the starting rotations of the last couple of, you know, turns, Bassett, Manaea, Frankie Montas, Paul Blackburn was even a trade piece, acquired in a trade. Cole Irvin, trade. Obviously, Adam Aller, Adrian Martinez, Zach Logue, James Caprillion. All of these guys that have been starting games for the Oakland Athletics have been acquired via trade. It leads me to believe, and I mean, obviously, they've been doing this already, but holy crap, they acquire so many pitchers and trades, and you got to think that that's the direction that they're going with the first pick in the 2023 draft. I thought that those specific numbers were very interesting, though. Two guys that were drafted by the A's are on their 40-man roster currently. That is just wild to me. They're doing it though. They still got players that, you know, are effective sometimes. We'll see. But I mean, maybe it's higher than that sometimes, but they also just traded, you know, Olson and Chapman and Bassett and Manaea, and they did a lot of that stuff. So maybe it's the wrong time to look, but two out of, I think it was 19 pitchers. That's a lot of trades, you guys. Just thought that was interesting, and I thought that would be a fun way to close the show for today. But coming up tomorrow, really, when I was planning out the week, I legitimately thought that Sean Murphy would be gone by now, and I'd be talking about that trade, and then who the A's got, and that was my week. And now I have to figure things out, because the Cardinals didn't want to give us two starters and also their top pitching prospect. What jerks. Now I got... See, nobody likes the Cardinals for this specific reason, because they have aggrieved me personally and my podcast schedule. That's all. Best fans in baseball, get out of here. JD Hafron, you're my enemy now. He didn't do it. I don't. J.D. Halpern is the host of Locked On Cardinals, and we talk all the time about the Cardinals catching situation because I really thought that Sean Murphy was going to be their catcher. Now I don't know if we're going to be friends anymore because he's not, and so we have no other reason to. Maybe he has other interests. I don't know. We'll find out. I'll keep you updated. I should have him on the show. Anyways, that's all that I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms. For your second listen today, go check out the Locked On Sports of the Day podcast. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. I don't know why I get into that voice sometimes, but it's impossible to stop. And I really feel like I should do like an old-timey episode where I just talk into a tin can so it sounds like it's coming through like a radio from the 1930s. And I think that that would be fun for like a historical episode. But also now that we're on YouTube, it would be weird. So there's that. When we were just audio, oh man, you can do so many more things like a radio show. But not anymore. I'd just be sitting here talking into a tin can. You guys would be like, the hell is this guy doing? Anyways, Locked On Sports Today is available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. So wherever you're listening to this, go check out Locked On Sports Today if you like sports, and I'm guessing you do. But that's all that I got for you guys today. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you like to hear podcasts. Follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm by Jason B on Twitter. And for real, go check out Inside the A's. There's content coming to you guys all the time, and it's all about the Oakland A's. So there you go. If you like this, you're going to love that. If you like Locked On A's, you might like Inside the A's. But that's all for me today. So until next time, go out and celebrate good times, A's fans, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.